So a meal of crow, I think it's fair to say, was on the breakfast menu for General Stanley McChrystal. This is an apology he delivered within the last 24 hours. "I extend my sincerest apology for this profile," he said. "It was a mistake reflecting poor judgment and should never have happened. Throughout my career, I've lived by the principles of personal honor and professional integrity. What is reflected in this article falls far short of that standard." McChrystal is on his way back from Afghanistan, where he commands the forces there. The piece he refers to is titled "Runaway General." It's in Rolling Stone. Joining us now is Alyssa Rubin, who's New York Times Kabul bureau chief. Joining us from Kabul. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
So what is it that General McChrystal seems to need to feel the need to apologize for, and how does this article make him look?
Well, the article has a number of vignettes in it, as well as interviews that show not just him, or not even in particular him, but his command as having considerable animosity towards the civilian side, the State Department. There are some not very flattering comments about the White House, some disparagement of the Europeans who are United States allies here, and then looks at more closely at the counterinsurgency strategy and some of the arguments against it here. Not really looking at the arguments, but sort of some of people's complaints about it. And it's quite candid, and often, shows people at sort of their when the moment when you make that casual offhand comment that is probably much worse when you write it down and hear it afterwards than it felt when you said it. Well, there's a lot of those in this article, and they don't make the command look very
well. There's a reference. There's a reference to the Vice President Biden, and a top advisor says, "Did you say bite me?" Referring to Joe Biden. There's disparaging references to Richard Holbrooke, of course, who's the envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan. How much? And there's also a reference to wimps, referring to senior White House staff. How much of this is a surprise? This kind of tension, a real surprise.
I think a lot of that is probably not a real surprise, but I think the explicitness with which it is on display is what would be upsetting potentially in Washington. Lots of this animosity is known, and some of it's been written about, the tensions between Ambassador Eikenberry, for instance, and General McChrystal. It has been written about quite a bit in the New York Times and many other publications. So I don't think the fact of it is the surprise. I think it's putting it all together, and it's the tone to a great extent, which is, I think, partly what General McChrystal is talking about when he refers to honor and his apology.
Alyssa Rubin is New York Times Kabul bureau chief, reacting to an apology from Stanley McChrystal, the commander in Afghanistan, about a Rolling Stone article called "Runaway General." We'll see how damaging this is for Stanley McChrystal. He's on his way back to Washington. Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.